I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Hello and welcome to Skim episode 94. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we're back from Las Vegas, Nevada.
That's why our voices are both deep.
That's right. A little crusty. Been yelling inside of, you know, bar type situations where music's playing really loud.
But in the casinos, I feel like it's all secondhand smoke. So you're just kind of like, ugh.
Yeah. Did you know, I don't know, we talked about this a little bit maybe, but did you notice how everywhere we went, it was 80s music playing?
I did notice that.
That was everywhere and all you heard.
Including like the Chinese restaurant we ate in. Yeah. It was really good, but all the music was very, very 80s.
Very 80s. Like, we even had a guy come and say...
It was a waiter.
Yeah, the waiter.
I just needed to come in again and hear...
Everybody came in and goes, oh, this is perfect. I showed up right when Rick asked... Or no...
It wasn't Rick Astley.
The guy, I'm here waiting for you. Wherever you go, whatever you do. That guy. You can't think of his name.
Brian Adams?
No.
No.
Long Hair McGee, whatever it was.
I just remember him walking in and go, yeah, I need to hear this song.
Yeah, and then he came back with whatever he was bringing so fast that he heard the end of the song as well, which I was super impressed with. But anyway, for whatever reason, Vegas has gone full 80s.
Yeah, like even down Fremont. All the stuff on the ceiling, the videos that were going were two 80s music.
80s music plus the little bands.
The three bands. Mm-hmm. We're all playing
except
it. You're right.
Except the country one that one night, but yeah.
It probably still was 80s country.
80s country, for all we know. But there are all these cover bands. Yeah, doing cover music of like My Sharona and freaking other things. Songs I can't think of out of my head. I'm a little bit dazed and empty from the week. I don't know how you feel. How do you feel?
Are you a little bit... I feel like I'm back to, I've gotten everything done this morning. I've been folding laundry. I've been cleaning out luggage. Like, I don't know. I went into mom mode.
All of Kim's domestic standards are back.
Are back.
Yeah. After we got back. So we left on Monday and we came home.
Yeah, we left on Sunday.
Sunday, I'm sorry. Which was nice because Kim and I decided to go to Park City.
St. George.
What's wrong with my brain? St. George, Utah.
Which is only an hour and a half away from Vegas.
From Vegas. It's right on the border of Arizona, which there's only a little bit of Arizona that you fly through or you drive through to get to Nevada.
Right, right.
And
it was like a decompress right before everything got crazy. Mm-hmm. Difference from home to there.
I really enjoyed it. And we just stayed in this, you know, crummy little hotel thing.
That was sat by the pool.
Fine.
It was lovely.
Sat by the pool. Had a terrible continental breakfast the next morning that was just made of garbage. And it's fine. I mean, I kind of like it. I kind of like the
circle scrambled eggs, but they're in a circle patty.
Yeah, they're in a patty of eggs and a patty of whatever meat product they
sausage.
Had.
It was good. It was fine.
It was fine. I'm not complaining.
The kids all there loved it. You could tell.
Oh, yeah. There were a bunch of families and kids.
You could make yourself a waffle, yogurt.
There was
a cute
little family that came to the pool while we were there. And they had two They had three kids total, two older girls and one little brother. And they were probably ages. He looked five. Next one was maybe eight. Well, and I think they were twins. They were twins. The two oldest were twins. But it was so obviously the same as what I remember our kids being like. Because they're all like, the two girls are trying to talk the boy into getting into the freaking pool. And he didn't want to do it. He was scared. And they were just like cheesing him on. And he never did it. He didn't want to get in there. He kept thinking he was going to drown. And they're all, you won't drown. Look at me. I'm not drowning. And they'd go under.
He walked up to the pool and went, I feel like I'm going to drown. And the mom's like, I'm so sorry for my depressing son.
I'm like, no, this is great. I
was
great. Like,
he's great. It was really funny.
It also made me feel old because
our kids are old.
Carter turns 25 tomorrow. 25 years old. What is that even about?
That's pretty awesome, though.
It is pretty good. Quarter of a century on this planet.
Yep.
Yeah. 97, she was born.
Doesn't feel like that long ago, though.
I was still playing my N64. And my PlayStation 1.
Time goes by according to video games for Scott.
That's right. So anyway, we had a really good time. It was really nice to see everybody there. And we did a live show and lots of meetups and some pool time, which is always good. Had some pretty good food. Ate at a...
Really good food.
Kim got me these tacos. I haven't talked about this anywhere else yet. But Kim got these tacos just out on, you know, downtown somewhere near this bar we were at last night. No. Sorry, night before last night. And they were insane.
Everything's kind of good if you go look for
You know what to look food. For, yeah. I mean, I don't know who they were or how you found them, but they were some of the best tacos I've ever had.
We had Cornish pasties.
Yeah.
We had some really good tacos, really great Chinese food.
Yeah. The Chinese place. So if you're ever in downtown, you're near the plaza where we were, go to this adults only casino called, it's new, it's called the Circa. Mm-hmm. Circa. It's huge, brand new. They got an insane screen down there for sports stuff. It's really nuts. But it's right there off Fremont.
They have a stadium seating pool area.
Mm-hmm. And they had this restaurant, Ben 10 or 10 Monkeys or some name. What was the name? 1-8-8-10-8-number-something. And it looked like, I didn't know what it was, and I thought maybe it was Asian fusion, but it's more like just straight Asian.
It was really good.
Yeah. They called me straight Asian in high school for a while. It was my rap name when I was rapping. Anyway, they had the most amazing little like small dishes. And what was the one? Tokyo crepes.
Had sizzling noodles. They were really
good. Oh, these Tokyo crepes. They were like, I don't know what the stuff around it was, but inside with these insane mushrooms.
It was a crepe cut like a sushi roll.
Oh, it gives me chills. It was so good. Those were so good. Anyway, that food was fantastic. I had the brisket fried rice, which sounded like I wasn't going to like it, but I ended up loving it. It was really good. They had weird suggestive photos on the wall, you know, adults only and everything, you know.
Everywhere.
Well, I mean, that one.
That whole hotel. That whole hotel. The entire casino.
Adults, no kids.
21 and older. You have to be carded at the door.
Yeah. And I think it was
funny to be carded just to go eat some Chinese food.
Yeah. Whatever. We did only do that there.
That's all we did. Yeah.
And we just had dinner and that was it.
But you get carded as you walk into the hotel.
Yeah. But it was good. And seeing all the fans, and I know a bunch of Skim listeners were there because they were all coming up talking about how much they like Skim. And we are very happy to hear that. And
we
always
saw
happy
the new Resorts World casino.
Oh, yeah.
That was cool. They have a really fun food court in there.
That place is massive.
Really big.
Yeah. And what's weird is the last time we did this in 2019, before the world went weird.
That wasn't there.
It wasn't there. It was just
a hole
dirt.
In the ground.
It was planned. I mean, I guess they had a thing out front saying future world, whatever.
Future spot of.
Yeah. But you'd always drive past and go, well, that ain't going anywhere. And that's never going to get built. And here we are, bam, 2 years later, it's built and done.
Yeah.
And beautiful and huge, just freaking huge. And for some reason, they had a Zoltar machine.
Years ago, really.
They had a Zoltar machine with Post Malone in it.
Yeah.
I didn't.
The Zoltar machine had tattooed face like Post Malone.
Yeah.
It was really funny.
And he was dressed like him. He was holding a beer. It was all like because he loves Bud Light. So the whole thing was like dressed like a Bud Light machine. But when you talked to it, was just regular old Zoltar going, oh, I will tell you your future.
If you put more money, I will give you your future.
I expect him to go, yo, freaking. You know, whatever Post Malone might say if he was trapped in a box in a giant casino. Anyway, that was fun. And we would do it again. Probably will. Next year, we'll have another big meetup. I don't know. I mean, if we ever do another Vegas trip between now and then, it'll probably just be me and you.
Yeah.
Because I do like it. Kinds of things. I do like seeing.
It's fun to go check it all out. And it is really hot there in the summer, but Scott likes heat. So
I love the dry heat. Big fan. St. George is awesome. I love it there. What's that place we went to? I want to recommend it. The coffee shop.
Feel Love Coffee. Pastry. Feel Love Coffee.
F-E-E-L?
Yes.
All right. Feel the Love.
They have really good salads.
And sandwiches.
You like the Cubano.
I had a Cubano. It was fantastic. They have a salad that comes with everything, so it's not like chips and fries and stuff.
They have really cool cakes and just everything. They have brunch all day, regular, lunch food.
And they make they made a monk fruit oat milk latte thing.
Monk latte. Mm-hmm.
That was, I don't like coffee, but that was good.
Yeah.
Tasty.
And no sugar.
I wish they were here, but they're not here. Are they? Wait, you said they had another location.
There's two in St. George.
In St. George, okay. But if you've never been to St. George, it's just a weird town because it's really nice.
Completely college town.
Total college town, but also retirement town.
Yeah.
So you've got this weird combination of older people retiring, kids going to college.
And they're everywhere.
But it's also really clean. And it's set within these red rock cliffs and
It's really pretty.
Unbelievable. Really I just cool love it. There. I love it there. So there may be a future in our lives. I don't know when, where Kim and I, maybe we're the retirement crowd eventually, but where we're living there. Cause you're only an hour and a half outside of Vegas. So you can hop over there whenever, just these meetups would be a piece of cake all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
We were a little worried about, where COVID didn't leave. So we're as careful as you can be in a town like that.
We've been careful since we got home wearing masks because Carter didn't go.
Yeah, we don't want Carter to. if for some reason we carry something back, I would feel terrible if Carter or anybody caught anything. But so far, so good. I haven't heard from anyone who even feeling a little sniffly from the trip.
True.
So you're supposed to tell in the first couple of days if you got any symptoms, if you're going to have them. Well, it depends on where you look. Everybody's got a different answer to that story, but. True. Anyway, no COVID. Fingers crossed.
So, fingers crossed.
What would it take to, what do you think it would take to move to St. George? It'd take a lot, right? Because now prices are through the roof down there.
That, and we're everywhere. Still pretty comfortable in the size of house we have. It might change if Carter moved countries and we didn't. It's really hard to want to be far away from the grandbabies.
Yeah. Oh. We haven't talked about that.
Yeah, we haven't.
Not on here. So it's official now. We've known for a while, but we wanted to get to the gender, where they tell if the stem's on the apple or not.
The gender reveal.
Yeah. We don't do those.
Taylor's having another.
Taylor's having a little girl.
Yeah.
And she comes in
October.
Her name will be Phoebe. No
She's
relation.
She's already named the baby.
She's already named the baby Phoebe. They'd pick these names, I guess. There was Phoebe, and what was the boy one going to be?
I don't even remember. All I know is it's Phoebe now.
It is Phoebe. So anyway, we got a little girl coming. This is Taylor again, of course. And I couldn't be more excited. I'm really stoked about it.
Yeah.
Taylor had a really rough early part of this pregnancy, though. Very sick a lot. And that's thankfully chilled out a bunch. But anyway, we haven't been able to tell anybody.
Now we can.
And they looked at the little film and said, I don't see a penis. Looks like we got a girl coming. Because I don't know how you tell looking at those things.
It's hard to tell. For me, they see enough of them, I'm sure.
When our kids were, what did we do? They did the same thing. They print them out and you try to make sense of it. And I know they have like 3D.
We just had an ultrasound done.
We have those 3D ones now where they can.
Ooh, those are weird.
They are weird. They look like clay or something.
Like I don't a little like it.
Like a relief.
I don't like how they look. It's just like too three-dimensional.
It's true. But you can tell everything about what that kid's, how the development's going. And the arms are all where they're supposed to be. All two of them. Things like that. But anyway, so far so good. Healthy progress. Everything looks like it'll all happen the way it's supposed to coming up in not too much time. This fall is going to be interesting.
It's going to be in the fall. Yeah.
I'm very excited for her. So Phoebe, everybody. Phoebe. Not related to the Friends character. That's not what she named her after. She just thinks it's a pretty name. But everybody's going to say, oh, is it from Friends? And we're going to have to say, no, it's not from freaking Friends.
No.
Yeah. And we didn't name anyone Ross or freaking Rachel or any of this other bull crap. Anyway, so there's that. I did want to do a shout out to someone who's never going to hear this. He'll never hear this.
Who?
That nice Turkish bellhop guy that helped us twice.
Oh, yeah. Michael was his name.
He was awesome.
He was the bellhop at the plaza.
At the plaza. And his job was to get a big cart and help us get there. And then you get a big cart to get out of there because we had all the swag and the luggage and all this extra stuff. So it wasn't just bags for us. And he was the nicest person. I just loved talking to him. And he was saying things like, oh, I'm not going to try to do his accent, but he's like, Mitt Romney. I like Mitt Romney. You're from Utah. You like Mitt Romney? I said, I like Mitt Romney. Okay. And, you know, he's a lot better than some of our politicians come out of the state. And he says, I wish he was president. He would be a good president. He kept saying, I said, yeah, I think he'd actually be all right. And he's like, oh, yes, yes. Maybe we get a Turkish president. That will happen. Like, no, probably
still
not.
Still doing the accent.
I am doing the accent. I'm not making fun, though. I'm just trying to get into the tone here.
Yeah.
Super nice guy. Wanted to talk about football. His team was something not... not
49ers.
Oh, yeah. He's a 49ers fan. Yeah. And he's all super stressed that they're not going to get anything cool out of the draft this weekend. And so just the nicest dude. And then when we're leaving... Kim calls down to the main desk and says, hey, can we get one of those up here again? We didn't ask for him, so we weren't sure who we were going to get.
Yeah.
Here he is.
Yep.
And he was like, oh, yes, you guys again.
I like you guys.
Ah, you guys are great. And so he got tipped good. I'll say that. He got the tip of a lifetime.
Stop.
No, it's okay.
Don't say that.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying he deserved the tips that he got.
Yes, he was awesome.
I don't like thinking about the amount.
Oh, stop. You're so cheap.
I'm pretty cheap. You guys ever watch Seinfeld and see how cheap George is? I'm right there. Right
careful
there with George.
With money, right?
Just careful with money. I'm telling you, it's trauma from when my dad lost his business when I was 15. Because the world crashed around us all because of money and business. And I remember thinking, I can't have that ever happen to me.
You just have a stressful time with it.
Yeah. So now I'm like, every...
So I just take care of it.
So Kim takes care of it out of sight, out of mind. For all I know, she's got land in the Caribbean or something. And I don't.
Yes. I think you might know about that.
You think I would?
We would be there all the time. Are you kidding?
We'd be there right now. I also wanted to mention Area 15. It's this really cool complex
art installation.
Art installation buildings and things that are just off the freeway on the other side of the freeway of the main strip.
The west side. Mm-hmm.
And I'd heard of it before. Area 15, of course, a play on the Area 51 thing. They just flipped it, made it 15. Anyway, it's this big, beautiful bunch of art installation and experiences and VR things and a bunch of stuff like that. But we went there mainly for the Omega Mart installation, mm-hmm. which is, I don't even know how to describe it.
Don't. You just go see it.
Oh, I'm not going to give anything away.
Everybody just needs to go see it.
You need to see it at least once in your life. Truthfully, you may not want to see it twice because once you've seen it, you've seen it. But it is a must see.
But it takes you 2 hours to find out if you've been to all of it or not.
Oh, yeah. It's every nook and cranny of that place. And I don't want to give anything else away. But if you hear me say Omega Mart, and that sounds like, what does that mean? It sounds like a store. Just trust me.
It's very cool.
It's one of the raddest things I've ever seen. I guess George R.R. Martin owns that. That's his company that produces that.
Okay.
Because he's super into this.
That makes sense because it's so
pretty,
well done.
It's pretty, it's really well
done.
It's
got money backing it, yes.
What's cool about it is it's full of stuff that's also produced by artists, by artists of different types. And they show on the outside of this thing, you get to see this huge list of names. And it's huge. I don't know how you pull that off.
Huge,
I don't know how you pull it off. But we bought a couple of cool little trinkety things from it. That's all we'll say. If you go to Area 15, it is worth the $50 or whatever.
I don't
think it was $50 per person.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so. I know it's expensive, but it's Vegas. I mean, you pay.
But it's a really cool experience.
Everything's stupid when you go there. But yep. So there's that. We saw the naked nuns on Fremont.
They weren't naked.
They were boobies out. They had the little tippies. What?
Pasties.
Pastries?
Not pasties. They each
had a pie on each nipple. No, but I thought that was less cool than the one from 3 years ago where she was walking around in a full robe down to her ankles, the habit, all of it, except her boobs were out.
Oh my gosh.
That was more creative. But that's Fremont late at night. That's what you get over there. And that's why they card you when you're a kid. Or no, I'm sorry. At a certain time, kids can't go through there anymore.
I watched people taking strollers through there, which I was shocked by.
Well, babies aren't.
I wouldn't do it personally with my kids, but.
But a year and a half. Let's see. Say you have an 8-month-year-old or 8-month-old. They're not going to go.
They don't care.
Oh, look at the nun with the boobs out. They don't know.
There was like an 8-year-old walking.
They might just see that as dinner.
And I just thought, okay.
They might just see that as like food.
I don't know. I guess it depends on what you're willing to expose your kids to when they're little.
To me, it's a naked nun. To them, it's a walking food truck. I'm just saying.
I'm rolling my eyes just in case.
Yeah, if you guys couldn't hear it.
I rolled my eyes real loud.
You can't hear the audio of Kim's eyes rolling. I can tell you it was a super huge roll. Anyway, I think that's it about Vegas. We had a really good time, though. It was nice to see everybody. And I'm glad we got to finally do one of these again. It's been too long. And thanks for all the nice stuff you said while you were there. And for those who couldn't go.
We
missed you, but it's okay. We get it. You know, busy lives. It was a weird week to do it. We did it early in the week. That's weird. You know, it's all very weird.
Yeah, it wasn't over a weekend this time.
We'll work it out
that it's not over a weekend.
Yeah, yeah. So. We changed it last second because of the draft, which is total insanity.
It was getting crazy by the time we left.
Yeah. Right now, I saw some aerial pictures of a live cam.
They shut down.
You don't want to be in Vegas.
The strip, right? Yeah. So you could walk it.
It's bananas.
I wouldn't want to be there with that many
people right now. It's really bad. Anyway, or good if you like that kind of thing. I don't want to judge.
It's up to you.
Hey, Kim, we have emails.
Cool.
Check this one out from John, who says, by the way, he used this email address. So write this down, everybody. Remember it. Keep it in your little contact book, whatever. skimshow@gmail.com. Contact book. What even is that?
I was going to say. When's the last time you had a contacts list book?
What is the old Rolodex as I was thinking of? Remember that? Find a name.
I never actually had one.
I had one, but it was all out of order. Like I never did the alphabetical thing. I was just like quickly write something down, stick it in there. I was not very organized about it. Computer saved my life. Anyway, hi Kim and Scott. Welcome back from Vegas. Well, thank you. Question about that. What do you snack on for that drive? Thanks, John.
A lot of times it's sunflower seeds.
I feel like
for a longer drive,
yeah,
it's hard to have those because you just get dried out. You have to be drinking a ton of water, which means you have to make a lot of pit stops.
Yeah.
So this time we took Triscuits and chips.
Yep, the adventure of Triscuit and chips. We did. We had also some peanuts.
Yep.
We had...
also, pretty salty food, but not quite... I like the dill pickle sunflower seeds, so they're really salty.
Yeah, I had a Coke Zero with us. Or as my brother would say, a Cock Zero. He said that before.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he can't spell Coke. He can't say Coke.
And then water.
And water. And
we only had to stop once between here and St. George, which is a 3.5-hour trip. Not too bad.
Yeah. We stopped to pee.
That was it.
Or eat? No, pee.
We ate when we got there.
Yeah. And then we ate when we got there.
But
anyway.
I've done a stretch as far as like the longest stretch I've ever driven was 15 hours.
Yeah.
Which was not fun.
What was that for?
It was from Seattle. Nick's senior trip.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yep.
Ugh. That makes me sick.
And
was it the Honda you were in for that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then same thing. Those were a lot of 5-hour energies and sunflower seeds because it just gives me something to do.
Did the 5-hour energy work for you?
Because I had to take it at about 11 because I still had a lot of time before we got home.
I don't like long drives of any kind, but even if my drive is an hour, about 20 minutes into me driving, I start to fall asleep. Yeah. I have the worst... I don't know what that is. We were talking about it in the car. I don't have like narcolepsy or any kind of like weird sleeping disorder.
The movement of the car is just relaxing for you.
Chills me up, makes me so. And then I'm a danger to other humans for real. So that's why everyone always wants to know why Kim drives
everywhere.
Two reasons. One, I do that. Two, she hates that I do that and is nervous and doesn't want us to die. So she'll drive. And three, you get car sick if someone else drives.
Yep.
I don't get car sick at all.
I can't read in the car and he can. So why not? Drive and let him read.
I can play a video game. I can read. Exactly. I'd draw if the car wasn't jerking around. But
I wasn't jerking it around.
No, no, no. Just normal road. Like, I don't mean that. I don't mean like.
I'm just like this crazy driver.
Yeah. No, I just mean like your normal freeway bumpy. Whatever. Yeah. It's just hard to draw. But anyway, there's that. Well, John, there you go. Well, that probably wasn't very exciting of an answer because we're not really like. It's not like, okay, here's what we do. We get a bag of this and we take some Funyuns and then we melt them down.
So specific. It changes with per trip.
Oh, there was Funyuns on the way home, though.
There were Funyuns on the way home.
Those aren't even food.
It keeps me happy, though.
But what are they? What packing material did they soak in flavor oil to make Funyuns? I don't know.
Onion. Onion flavor.
Onion flavored Funyun.
Fun onion flavor.
Foam. All right. Jason wrote in. It's a little longer. It says, hello, Scott and Kim.
I forgot to say, before you get going on this, I did do the high roller Ferris wheel.
Oh, yeah. Kim did the high roller, the non-drinking car.
I was thinking of smooth, and it was so slowly going around. That was the smoothest ride.
Was it just like you're in a... Because I chickened out. I couldn't do it. It was like you're
it's
just
so
in a,
high. It is really... It's like being in a building? Floors. Yeah, it's like being in a building. You don't feel any movement whatsoever.
I could have probably done it, but I was just... I couldn't. I hate heights so bad.
92 floors up is pretty high, though.
I don't like heights.
I get it. I get it. Heights, anyway, heights can bite me. Keep going on that email.
Hello, Scott and Kim. I heard you mention on the Skim Show episode 93, that was our last episode, that one of your dogs is starting to have joint issues. We did mention Rainer's kind of limping a little.
She's doing better since we got back. So I don't know if she's just.
I don't know.
Arthritis-y or if she had hurt her.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he goes on to say, I have many, many dogs over my lifetime, and every time one of them came down with this issue, my veterinarian has always recommended Cozaquin.
Oh.
Or Cozaquin. I'm not sure how you say it. Says, I've used it every time for every pooch, and it's always helped them. I even tested it by not giving it to them for a while to see if their issues would come back, and they always did. So I know it genuinely helps. Here's a link to the medication if you're interested.
It's like a joint thing.
So it's a joint health supplements for dogs. Cozaquin is the name. Longtime listener, Jason. Well, thank
I
you,
will
Jason.
Be looking into that. Thank you.
Yeah, I will find it. And he gave us a link, so it's not going to be hard to
Perfect.
Find. Perfect. We'll give it a shot. So, but like Kim said, she's been better. So I don't know if she was just hurt because that'll happen. She wrestles with a freaking Weimaraner.
But it does
Weimer
come
Weiner,
and go. Reiner. And so it'd be good to have that on hand.
Weimaraner?
Weimaraner.
Didn't sound right coming out.
She, it does come and go.
Yeah. Mostly.
So that would be perfect for
and right
that.
Now, mostly goes.
We should get that on hand. Have it with us.
We should have it on hand. Let's get it on hand.
Okay.
All right. Here's one from Missy in Florida. Hey, Scott and Kim. While I second the recommendation from Brian to watch Abbott Elementary. Oh, did I tell you about this?
Yes.
I did.
I need to watch it.
It's when, as he described it, I went, oh, this is, we gotta, this is us. Because it's like, he said, his comparison was like, this is like that superstore. But
I'm
it's about
write it down right now.
Yeah, write it down again. I wrote it somewhere too.
In my Rolodex. Just kidding.
He says you also actually write both these down. He says you also have to start watching The Great North. It's probably our favorite show to watch as a family. My daughter is 12, and it's just so damn funny and heartwarming. I can't imagine both of you not loving it. Thanks, Missy in Florida. I think we've seen some of The Great North. This is the Bob's Burgers look in. Because it's some of the same producers thing.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
It's got, what's his name? Ron Swanson. I can't think of his name.
Ron Swanson.
The guy that plays Ron Swanson. and a whole bunch of other people like that in it. And I thought we saw a couple episodes.
I think we did start to watch
that. And we liked it.
One.
But then we got sidetracked. Something happened. But it was good. And I hear it's just getting better and better. So.
Oh, good.
I think that's on Prime.
We'll find it.
I think it's on maybe Hulu. I can't remember.
We can find it.
Here's another quick one from Kara, who says, who controls the remote? That's the whole question.
Depends on what we're watching.
The answer is...
In the main floor?
Kim.
That would be me. Downstairs in for the big TV when we watch a movie, it's definitely Scott.
Have you ever handed Kim an Xbox Series X controller and seen her make sense of it?
Hey, I've done it. When I need to, but you're faster, so I give it to you, and you do it whenever we're watching together.
Right, but that little Apple TV remote piece of soap that we keep upstairs
is awesome.
I hate that freaking thing.
It's so little.
But you like it.
I do. I'm fine with it.
You and Tom Merritt, he loves that remote. Yep. I hate See? It. It's such a slippery little turd. So yeah, it's a mix is the answer. We hope that answers your question there, Kara. Shauna says, final email. Shauna, hi, Skim. Love your show. Any advice for dates that don't cost so much money these days? Shauna.
Okay, well, my favorite one that doesn't cost well, it does, I mean, is a picnic date.
Okay.
On whether it's a canyon, whether it's a picnic spot, whether it's a lake, a trail, whatever you do, that seems to be a really fun one because you're eating. So you pack a lunch. So that's the cost.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more walking, hiking, talking time, which is good on a date.
Yeah.
It's not loud. It's not like.
We like it over here at the lake we're near.
Yeah.
Because it's convenient. It's close. Don't even have to drive. You walk over there.
It's a
fun
one because you get to, if you, whether you know the person well or not, it's a first date. It's still not too hard to pack mm-hmm. what they might like by asking you a few questions. Mm-hmm. But if you're married for 30 years, like we are, I know exactly what he likes. I know exactly what to pack. And I usually try to get his favorite things for a picnic.
Yes. She's always very good about
which
that.
Which is fun.
I just bring myself. But here's the thing. I think there's going to be a bit of a return to that. It sounds kind of overly traditional and kind of Americana to, we're taking a picnic basket over to the lake.
Yes,
you know?
It does. But
I think people want this right now.
You do.
Things are too complicated.
If you know there's ducks, then you bring Cheerios or whatever you like.
Yeah, don't do bread. Do Cheerios. They like that better. It's better for them.
Frozen peas. Frozen peas. That's really fun. Yeah.
Oh, imagine the duck that's like, how'd you get Cheerios? All I got was frozen peas. Jerry, where'd you get the bread?
But I do think that picnics are coming back. You're right. And they can be as fancy as setting up one of those really cool tents that are like just a little teepee style tent with your pillows and everything, which we've done.
We've done that.
Yeah. And down to a blanket in the back of your car and a couple sandwiches and bags of chips and drinks, and that's it.
So and I also think
you
because
can do many levels
because
of
this is a date where it's about connecting and being present with each other and listening to each other and really talking. I just think this is so much better for a relationship than some expensive show or some, well, I got to make sure to take her to dinner, this play, and then we're going to go get drinks at this other, you know, like.
And if it's loud, you're not talking.
Right, right.
And if it's a first date or a blind date or anything, you don't really know anything about them, really.
Yeah, so if it's going to be
where to learn it.
If it's going to be somebody you're going to be with for a long time or you want to, like, these are the kinds that really whittle down who you are. Yeah. And
if you don't have that yet, bring a quick card game.
Yeah.
You know,
Rock Runners.
Rock Runners. You can play and you can talk while you play, and it kind of helps you get to know someone better.
Check out frogpants.com/store for your copy of Rock Runners today.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you, Shauna and Missy and Jason and John for your emails.
Thank you.
Skimshow@gmail.com. Keep them coming. We love them. We never want to run out of them. So
great questions.
It's up to you guys to make that happen. Foodie real quick. So we didn't ever talk about your katsuka or
shakshuka. We did talk about shakshuka.
Did we on here?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find it in my notes.
Because it was right after Easter and we had made shakshuka for Easter brunch.
Oh, did we talk about it? Crap. That's
what
I wrote down. I spelled it. Here's how I spelled it. Because I don't know what this, I don't know how you say it. C-A-T-S-H-O-U. Oh, sorry. S-H-O-E. So katshu and then K-A-H. Katsuka. Is how I wrote it.
It's S-H-A.
So I'm nowhere.
K.
Hold on. S-H-A-K.
S-H-U-K-A.
S-H-U-K-A. See, it's nothing even like.
Not even close.
Katsuka. Anyway, so if we talked about that, then we don't have anything new.
I'm
really
working on some baked. Baked beans doesn't sound right. Where you take the beans, some garlic, some thyme, and a little bit of
oregano. Paprika.
Shallots.
Oh, shallot. What's a shallot?
Shallots are like small, like a sweeter onion.
Oh, like a little onion
less,
thing.
Yeah. Obtrusive onion.
Mm-hmm. He was also a film reviewer. Gene Shallot.
You bake that for a couple hours in the oven, you kind of make beans, but they're really soft and yummy and buttery.
Oven or a pot or
in
something?
In the oven.
Interesting. A putty.
Huh?
Oh, I could. Did you say it's like a putty?
No.
What'd you say?
I said buttery.
Oh, I thought you said it's like a putty.
Gross. Putty.
Putty. No one loves, no one doesn't love the consistency of putty.
Of David Putty.
Of just David Putty. That's a typo. Peter. Yeah. All right. Anyway.
That's what I'm working on, and we ate everything out this week, so.
We did. Carter, so when we got home, first thing Carter did was, like, there she is with her mask on, and she wants us to wear masks, and we're trying not to bring home the big COVID bug or whatever. But I think we're goodbye probably Sunday, right?
We'll probably test on Sunday and just make sure.
That's the normal period of incubation. Mm-hmm. Average. Some people take longer, some go shorter. But honestly, I feel pretty good about it. Our entire group, everybody was vaccinated, like triple vaxxed and ready
it's
to rock.
It's more about just being in Vegas, which means you're around people who you have no idea and no one's asking.
Plus people are from all over the place.
Yeah.
They're not just from...
We did get a couple people from Europe.
Yeah, we got two British folks.
Pretty awesome.
Will Harris and Zoe from Zoe Brings Bacon Fan. Mm-hmm. They were awesome. Love to see them. And then there were some Canadians that might be as international as this one got. Usually we have a little bit bigger mix from, like Nerdtacular always had every continent represented. That was always so weird to me. I always felt so bad.
The South?
I always felt bad. Like an Australian would show up and I'd be like, really? You came all the way here for this? It's impressive to me that they would do that. Anyway,
such fun people to be around, though.
I agree. And if you like all this fun stuff and you're like, man, is there a way to support Skim? Is there a way to just throw a couple of bucks our way? There is. Patreon.com/frogpants is the place to do it. All right. You get a lot of art there and shows and other stuff. And it's kind of the general Patreon for the things I kind of do personally. Not all things, but
a lot of things.
Some of the things. Yeah. So it helps a lot, means a lot, and if you're feeling it, head on over there, patreon.com/frogpants. Frogpants.com/skim is our website. Skimshow@gmail.com is our email address. I can't think of anything else. Can you?
We'll see you next week.
Yeah, I'm trying to be, my new goal is not miss a week. We're going to just make this happen every freaking week. And we're on track right now. This is a little later in the week, but that's only... Well, no, actually...
No, we missed last
we're
week.
No, only by one day, because we did last week. Yeah.
Right before we left?
We did Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
And now...
I thought we didn't, because we were like, we got to go. We got to go out of town. We have so much to do.
Did we not?
I don't think we did.
Son of a... I don't date these. I
don't think we did.
I never date the
that's
my
okay,
notes.
Though. That's right.
Anyway, whatever. That's the plan moving forward, and we love hearing from you, so please write in. I'm looking at you, Jeff Sire. Send me something sweet and saucy, buddy. And that'll do it for us for this week. Thanks, Kim. And
you're welcome.
I'll see you upstairs.
I'll see you in a few.
Bye.
Bye.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
You know, adults only and everything, you know.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.